recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and to this worship service, Sunday, October 18th, 2020. A special welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our worship series for this season is Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, and the focus for this Sunday is the Paths of Life. It's also Children's Sabbath, as recognized by our church and many churches and other faith communities across the nation. I look forward to a very special reading of our psalm this morning. And we have a guest preacher, though I suppose I use the term guest lightly, Reverend Kirsten Weidman, pastor of St. Matthew's Lutheran Church in San Francisco, and also my wife, will be preaching. I look forward to that, and I look forward to our whole worship service. We begin with the news of community.
Greetings. I am Katie Colvis, and I am honored to serve as liturgist for this October 18th worship service. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our service for the first time. We hope you find it meaningful and would love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred Weidman with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. Today is Children's Sabbath Sunday, when we take the opportunity to celebrate our Hillcrest children and families as we worship, and to celebrate with participation by some of our children in the worship service. The written news of community was emailed by Reverend Fred on Saturday, October 17th. If you would like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. And now for some brief announcements. Virtual Fellowship Hour at 11 a.m. and Children's Afternoon Church School will take place again this Sunday. We hope you and your children will join in. Wednesday at 4 p.m., Adult Education will continue its discussion of the book, So You Want to Talk About Race. Check it out. Next Sunday, the children will participate in the 1:30 Fall Cooking Fiesta over Zoom. Your children at heart and you children at heart who want to join in, please read the written news of community for details. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others. It is best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now, let us prepare for worship with our opening hymn.
Like a mother who has borne us, held us close in her delight, fed us freely from her body, God has called us into life. Like a father who has taught us, grasped our hand and been our guide, lifted us and healed our sorrows, God has walked with us in life. Though as children we have wandered, placed our trust in power and might, left behind our brothers, sisters, God still calls us into life. When we offer food and comfort, grasp our neighbor's hand in love, tread the path of peace and justice, God still walks with us in life.
The spiritual journey can be understood as a dance moving in and out of four mystical paths, each with their own gifts: awe and wonder, letting go, creativity, compassion, and justice. These paths or cycles of life remind us that there's a time for everything, and that fluctuations of the spirit are part of being human, part of nature and creation. As we worship together now, accept the holy invitation to move fully into all the rhythms of life.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery strong body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. Guiding God, you who never leave our side in all the paths of life, be with us as we traverse the pain and delight of loving and living, so that we might be with others in the seasons of their lives. We praise you for setting in motion the cycles of creation and setting us among them. In this silence, we connect to you. Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
Draw With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
Hear these words from the medieval mystic and spiritual writer Meister Eckhart. Apprehend God in all things, for God is in all things. Every single creature is full of God. If I spent enough time with the tiniest creature, even a caterpillar, I would never have to prepare a sermon. So full of God is every creature. If you want to escape God, God just runs into your lap. For God is at home. It is we who have gone out for a walk. I invite you to make a fist with your hands. And imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold, with love, the concerns of others and the pain of our world. O God of all things, O God of every single creature, O God of every season and circumstance, O God who is there even when we aren't aware or paying attention, be with us now. And let your Spirit be over and in us and among us as we gather in prayer. We thank you for our faith community Hillcrest and for all of our partners in ministry, remembering on this Children's Sabbath, especially our denomination, the United Church of Christ, and all church bodies and faith communities across our nation who care for, advocate for, and nurture our children, your children. All children. And now, O God, we remember and hold with love all that brings us concern. For all who are ill or recovering from illness and injury, including Anne, Ariana, Barb, Betty, Dennis, John, Norm and Adele, and Ron. For all who are suffering due to fire and smoke, for all who are suffering due to racism, hatred, violence, misunderstanding, misleading propaganda, for all healthcare workers and peace officers and firefighters, for all essential workers and voters, and all who are dealing with illness and death due to COVID-19, we pray for them all and it all. And for all we name aloud and in our hearts now. And as we place our hands on our hearts, O God, we ask your Spirit to be with us in the things that are too deep for words. Hold us and comfort us with your loving and compassionate Spirit. And let all of God's children say together, Amen. In just a moment, we will pray the Lord's Prayer. Throughout our worship series, we alternate new versions with the familiar. This week, I will lead using traditional words. Also available is a version from the poet, artist, and dancer Kaleo Ching. You may pray along with me, or if you prefer, use the alternative version. Both are available on the screen. Given the possibility of pausing, you may even choose to do both. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your every word spoken to me, and
in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
Our first reading is not just a reading. It is a psalm, and it is presented in a way we think psalms were experienced in the early temple and have continued to be heard in many settings with music. Hear Andres and Deo Reed. Hear the music. Hear the voice of God in and through it all. Psalm 30.
Lord, I exalt you, for you lift me up, and keep my foes from rejoicing over me. My God, I cry to you for help. It is you who heals me, Lord.
Let faithful people sing to the Lord. Let them praise the holy God whose anger is brief, whose grace is lifelong. We weep in the evening, but laugh at dawn.
You have turned our sadness into a joyful dance. You are our Lord, our God. You have turned our sadness into a joyful dance. You are our Lord, our God.
I, unconcerned, said to myself, I would never be stumble. You allowed me to stand like a splendid mountain, but you hid your face and I was in terror.
I cried out to you, Lord. I sought my Lord's mercy. What will you gain if I die in tears? Does dust declare your faithful love?
Lord, you heard and were gracious to me. O Lord, you were my helper. You turned my grief into dancing. Strip me of sorrow and clothe me with joy. So my heart will sing to you, not weep. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever.
You have turned our sadness into a joyful dance. You are our Lord, our God. You have turned our sadness into a joyful dance. You are our Lord, our God.
Today's gospel reminds us that walking the paths of life sometimes means taking care of rather profane things like paying taxes. It also reminds us that things are not always as easy as they seem at first sight. So, let us listen to the words of the Gospel according to Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
So today is our children's Sabbath. which means it's the day that we take out of the year to celebrate, well, you guys. It's important that we remember how important children and kids and teens are to the church community. I'd like you guys to think about something that you contribute, something you bring to the table in the community. It can be a big thing, like participating in the extended choir, or maybe a small thing, like just helping out your friends and your family during events. Think about a way that you can help going forward, help make our church community the kind of place you want to be, the kind of family you want to have. Take some time to share with maybe a parent or a sibling. Maybe hold it over them, make them appreciate you a little bit more. It's your day, after all. And hopefully we'll be able to get some of you joining us at our fellowship hour to participate in the community there. We're looking forward to all the activities going forward. Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving. They're going to look a little different this year. We won't be able to do a lot of the things the same way we used to. But hopefully we'll find new and creative ways to make them fun. Think about any ideas you might have for how to make our Christmas, our Thanksgiving, our Fall Fiesta especially special. I'll see you all in Sunday school.
Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. I'll tell everybody about you wherever I go. You alone are our life and our peace and our love. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey. May all of my joy be a faithful reflection of you. May the earth and the sea and the sky join my song. Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey. As long as I live, Jesus, make me your servant, to carry your cross and to share all your burdens and tears. For you saved me by giving your body and blood. As long as I live, Jesus, make me your servant. I fear in the dark and the doubt of my journey, but courage will come with the sound of your steps by my side. And with all of the family you saved by your love, we'll sing to your dawn at the end of our journey.
Grace be with you and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. First of all, I would like to thank you, the people of Hillcrest, and your pastor, Reverend Fred, my husband, for inviting me again to preach today. I would like to start with a story that really happened. In the early 1960s, Walt Disney manufactured an attraction for the 1964 World Fair in New York with a working title, Children of the World. He tasked the famous Sherman Brothers to write a song especially for this attraction and to come up with a simple melody and simple lyrics that could easily be translated into many languages. That was an easy task for the Sherman Brothers, who churned out tune after tune. In the later 60s, most famously for the Disney movies Mary Poppins and The Jungle Book. And this is how the Sherman Brothers first introduced this song composed for children of the world to Disney. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hopes and a world of fears. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. You heard right. In the wake of the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Sherman Brothers wrote this song as a prayer for peace and understanding, and they intended it to be sung more like a ballad. Who would have thought? The tune as we know it today surely doesn't really invoke a prayerful feeling. Decades later, Richard Sherman recalled Walt Disney saying about that first rendition, Yeah, that'll work, but we gotta put it in a new tempo. And that's what the Sherman Brothers did. So let's sing all together now. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. And just as an aside, Disney liked this song so much that the whole attraction, which was moved to Disneyland in Anaheim after the World Fair concluded, was named It's a Small World. Now, I think that the Sherman Brothers were onto something even back in the early 60s. In recent decades, the world has gotten so much smaller and is getting smaller still. Well, not really, but in the sense that we as human beings, that we, as part of creation, are more interconnected than ever. Just think about how many different people someone from the medieval ages, for example, would cross paths with during a lifetime. Most folks stayed put in their village or city all their lives. Maybe a couple of hundred? Maybe a couple of thousand? And with how many people do we cross paths today? Well, right now, our physical contact with others is limited, and for very good reasons. But try to think about how many interactions you usually have during the course of just one day. Think about how many places you have traveled, how many people from different cultures you have encountered. Think about how many people you passed by without paying attention. In the street, at airports, in markets and stores. There is this rich and complex and sometimes chaotic crisscrossing of the paths we as human beings tread. So many paths of life that intersect. Sometimes for a fleeting moment, sometimes for a lifetime. Technology has made it even easier for us to connect, and thanks be to God for that in times of a pandemic. We can virtually connect with folks around the globe, and I think that's just amazing. And of course, our economy is global these days. No country is fully independent, or could be fully independent. We all need or want something from some other part of the world. And if you don't believe me, just imagine your day without coffee. It's a small world. We also experience this in more disconcerting ways. I already mentioned the current pandemic. What originated in China has quickly traveled the entire globe and has affected lives everywhere. Not even the White House is immune to it, as we learned not too long ago. It's a small world. The effects of rapid climate change are not just something that affects creation and people and places far, far away anymore, but we are confronted with it in the places we live as well. Just think about the wildfires here in California and other western states. Yes, there always have been wildfires, but not of that magnitude and frequency that we have experienced the past few years. In many places in this world, it's much hotter and drier than usual. Even in my home country of Germany, where it's usually kind of green and moist all year round. The chickens have come home to roost. More and more we have come to realize that it's a small world after all, and it's not an innocent ride. We have to realize that we are but a part of this world, and like all parts, we are interconnected. It's no use trying to isolate ourselves. Our paths of life intersect on so many levels with the paths of others all around the world. We have to realize that there can't be a clean compartmentalization anymore. You know, my space, your space, my possessions, your possessions, or the lack thereof. My issue, your issue, my way or the highway, your way. We all share this one small world, for better and for worse. As people of faith, we ought to know about this interconnectedness of all humanity and all of creation. We find it throughout the entire Bible. It starts with the creation story itself in the very beginning. You know, when after everything is created and creation is complete, God says, it is very good. We hear how the initial unity and peace are destroyed once the first humans greedily reach for more than is so abundantly provided for them, and paradise is lost. We have visions in the books of the prophets about all peoples of the earth gathered and united once more on God's holy mountain, and all creation restored. And this is the same vision Jesus casts, a vision we find reinforced powerfully and beautifully at the very end of the Bible, in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. We were created as one, by the one. God is the head and the heart of all creation. God is the one who is the creator, the sustainer, and the redeemer of all. We are connected to God, and as co-creations, interconnected with everyone and everything. Myriads of paths of life intersect in the small world God so lovingly created, and with the Creator of all. Believe it or not, but that's where today's Gospel comes in. Let's recap the story. Some Pharisees come to Jesus and ask him, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to the Roman emperor?" Jesus then wants to see a coin and asks whose picture is on it. Now, the answer is easy, the emperor's image. So, give the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's, says Jesus. Now, some interpret these words in the sense that there is a compartmentalization. You know, that on the one hand, there is the secular world represented by the emperor, and stuff like taxes. And then there's the spiritual realm, which is God's. But the issue is much more complex. Caesar, the Roman emperor, was worshipped as a god. In fact, every citizen in the Roman Empire was required to worship Caesar. Now, the Jewish people were exempt from that rule. They were allowed to worship the one God alone. But they still had to pay taxes to Caesar to show their allegiance. They still were required to make sacrifices to the God in Rome. So what Jesus is doing in today's Gospel is that he pits one deity against the other. Or better, he pits the one true God against the idol. And Jesus challenges those who challenge him. Who is in charge, ultimately? Which God do you choose to follow? Which God has power over your life? It's not just about taxes. It's about our allegiances. It's about what path, whose path, we follow in life. What Jesus says is that not always lead to Rome, but always lead to God and come from God and go through God. And these are the ways of life, everlasting life that starts in the here and now and includes all of creation, this intricate and interdependent web God so lovingly has woven. It's a small world, and it is God's world, all of it, every aspect of it. Imagine how this world could be transformed if we only gave God the glory and honor and thanks that God deserves. If we gave God power over all aspects of our lives. If we let ourselves be driven by our faith in this one God who loves and forgives, to become more loving and forgiving ourselves. If we understood ourselves as mere parts instead of as masters and manipulators of this small and beautiful world God created, enjoying this marvelous gift and at the same time treating it with the care and respect it deserves. If we truly honored the manifold and wondrous paths of life we encounter as we journey through this beautiful, small world. Paradise lost might just be found again. Amen.
May we discern, O God, your daily gifts of grace. Show us your image freshly coined in every heart and face. Help us fit tribute yield through prayers and hymns we raise. But most of all by deeds of
for your generous gifts to support the ongoing work of Hillcrest by sending in pledges or offerings through the mail or giving online. With your gifts, our ministries are able to continue their vital work to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together, stronger than ever. Together, we support one another and the work of our church. Let us pray. Beloved creating God, we are grateful for the many gifts you have given us. Help us to know and share your compassion through our actions and our gifts. Bless these gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. singing and praying with my mind. Stayed on Jesus, singing and praying with my mind. Stayed on Jesus, singing and praying with my mind. Stayed on Jesus.
As we've been doing throughout this worship series, I'd like to invite you to connect this coming week with someone or something within God's great creation. You might connect with the tiniest of creatures, to use Meister Eckhart's language, or something or someone else, big or small, in the spirit of our gospel lesson and sermon. Where and how might you experience and share God? And so as you move through this coming week on your path of life, take with you this simple blessing. Go forth, be you, and experience and share the joy of life with God and with all that God creates. Amen. And now let us pass the peace of Christ, the peace of God's compassionate and life-giving and ever-creating and creative impulse. Open your heart to all of our sisters and brothers and siblings at Hillcrest, to all of humanity, and to our whole created world. And say together with me, the peace of Christ be with you. And now, having received that from others, respond, and also with you. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, October 18th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you're worshiping with us for the first time and haven't received it or otherwise have questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Experience your connection with God and each other and with the whole of creation in peace. Amen.